This is Joni Trussell, co-host of Pandora's Box, the other side of the story on the environment and your health, KSJD's Tuesday morning zine. Today we'll be airing an interview I did at Telluride Mountain Film this year with Allison Wolfe, co-producer of Dear Governor Hickenlooper, a film about fracking in Colorado, and also the founder of Frack Free Colorado, a group of mothers who started a campaign against fracking in Colorado. And here's the interview with Allison. Welcome, Allison.
Thank you for having me.
So I guess one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is how you expressed your concern as a mom for what's happening with the oil and gas industry and fracking. Can you talk about how you got started with all this and how that connects to your being a mom?
Yeah, so I'm the mother of a 5-year-old little girl. And about 3 years ago, I started learning about fracking. And actually 2 years ago here at Mountain Film, Dr. Sandra Steingraber, who's one of my heroes, was here speaking. And she has been coined the Rachel Carson of our time and has done some incredible work on pesticides and just industrial processes affecting our health and you know, some focus on her children and children across the United States. And she has pretty much dropped all of her work to focus on fracking. And to hear someone like Sandra Steingraber say that fracking is the environmental issue of our time and it's going to kill us before climate change does hit me deeply in the gut and the heart. And that day I decided I was going to do something about it. And so I started really studying and learning what was happening in our area here in the Western Slope and reading articles, and meantime I'd become very good friends with Casey and Tara Sheehan. Casey was at the time the CEO of Patagonia, and his wife Tara is my spiritual teacher and mindfulness teacher. And they live in Carbondale, Colorado, which is being surrounded by fracking activity and a lot of longstanding fracking in silt and Parachute. And so I just kept sending them articles and saying, man, this is heating up. Boy, this is heating up. What are we going to do here? And then watched John Bauermaster and Sandra Steingraber and Mark Ruffalo and a bunch of other folks do the concert on Cuomo Steps in New York, which launched the whole Dear Governor Cuomo campaign. And I sent a clip of the concert that they all put together in New York to Casey and Tara and said, I think we need to sing on Hickenlooper Steps. And so we did. In about 3 months, we put together a huge event on the Capitol in Denver with the Wallflowers, Jacob Dylan, Bob Dylan's son, and Elephant Revival, and Daryl Hannah and Muriel Hemingway, and a bunch of other actors and scientists came and spoke, and we had a couple thousand people there. Tara and I put that event on as moms then, and. You know, Sandra Steingraber is also a mom. and so we built Frack Free Colorado out of that event. Basically after that event, I was trying to figure out what we would do with Frack Free Colorado next. And David Holbrook, who's the Mountain Film Festival director, which I'm on the board of, approached me and said, I think we should do a film called Dear Governor Hickenlooper, inspired by Dear Governor Cuomo. So John Bauermaster and all those folks put together an amazing film of the concert event they did in New York, and it was a huge part of New York keeping its moratorium in place. And I was in the process with Casey and Tara figuring out, what do we do with Frack Free Colorado next? Are we an annual event organization? What are we? And I felt like doing a film was the next thing we should do because it would have longer lasting legs. And so I jumped in with David and we chose Stash Wislocki to direct it and started, you know, reaching out to filmmakers to actually submit films for it. This is a crowdsourced project. And so we had filmmakers from across the state and even out of state submit shorts that we weaved together into the full-length feature.
Oh, it was a great film.
So for me, kind of bringing this all back to being a mother, I started a sustainability
consulting business called Vibrant Planet in 2004. Back then, I was not a mother yet. And I started my work mostly because I, honestly, out of guilt for all of the species we have caused to go extinct. And then I became a mother myself. And now I'm driven, so being driven by the community of species that I am part of, and now having a daughter of my own whose future is at stake, and to have Sandra Steingraber, who is a mother, talk about how fracking is the issue of our time, I am so incredibly driven as a mom now, especially to stop this industry and move us to a much better path to clean energy.
And so in that vein, what is it about fracking that scares you as a mother?
So in our film, Dr. Theo Colburn talks about the dirty hitchhikers that come out of the ground with the methane. And some of that is put in by the industry. Some of it is naturally, normally, safely held in bedrock way down under the ground. And we're messing with that. We're exploding that. And up it comes to the surface, and we're breathing it. And then Anthony Ingraffia from Cornell is also in our film. And he has proven now that we're dealing with concrete and steel with corrosive chemicals in materials that can't hold up to those chemicals, and we're dealing with explosives 8 miles under the surface, or sorry, 800 feet under the surface. And we know now from Tony's work that the water is leaking out of these explosive wells and out of the injection site. So after fracking happens, they take the produced water in trucks, and then they inject it in various places under the bedrock again. And so we know both the produced water and then the chemicals and water used in the fracking process are leaking back into the soil. We are drilling through our drinking water aquifers, and we know that those chemicals are coming back up into the soil where we grow our food, where our cows eat, where our pigs eat, the water that we're drinking. And I am deeply concerned with 52,000 wells in Colorado and 3,000 to 4,000 more coming online in the state of Colorado every year. We are going to have no drinking water left. We are not going to have, Dr. Colburn talks about how the air in Colorado is 3 times more toxic than air in downtown New York, a study that she did, in rural Colorado. So I'm deeply concerned as a mother that, the chemicals we're exposing our kids to now, I don't know what kind of life expectancy we're going to have. My daughter may not have clean water to drink, and I certainly don't want her breathing that air. So and beyond that, all of the other species who are moms of their babies, what are we doing to them? I'm just extremely driven to shut this industry down and move us to renewable energy as fast as possible.
Okay. I'd love to hear more about what you're doing with Frack Free Colorado. Like, you talked about it a little bit after the film. So can you say more about that?
So I was very lucky during the event we put on in the summer of 2012 on the Capitol in Denver. A guy named Russell Mendel, who was doing a lot of the activism work for Mark Ruffalo, the actor in New York, basically I was connected to him in a random way, and he said, "I'm going to hold your hand through this process." I'd never put an event on like that before, and he did. We got to be very close, and then right after our event, Mark Ruffalo stepped down from his activism a little bit. He needed to back off because he has little kids too, and in an intense film schedule. And so Russell, who had gone to University of Colorado in Boulder, said, "Hey, what do you think about me joining your team? And I'll move back to Boulder." And I said, "Hell yeah, come on out." And so he and Anna Tinsley, who does all the social media for Water Defense, Mark Ruffalo's group, joined my team, and they are one of the main forces. So basically, they organized tons of people knocking on doors, signing petitions, etc., that were a big part of the ballot initiatives in the 4 cities that banned or put moratorium in place in 2013.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Pandora's Box on KSJD, and I've been talking to Allison Wolf of Frack Free Colorado, and we'll be back in a moment. We're back. This is Pandora's Box on KSJD, and this is the continuation of an interview I did at Telluride Mountain Film with Allison Wolf of Frack Free Colorado and the film Dear Governor Hickenlooper.
So essentially, I committed myself to doing the film, and while I've been focused on that, Russell Mandel has brought on a whole team of people in the Front Range, and we're behind the 2013 ballot initiatives that got passed, and then I've been doing a lot of activism around Boulder's municipalization effort, where they have taken control back from Xcel Energy of the grid for Boulder, and so they now have control over how quickly they onboard renewables, which is basically a first of its kind move in the country, and Boulder is creating the template for towns across the country for doing this, basically taking control of their energy future back. And so Russell and team have been focused, once we got the ballot initiatives passed, on the solution side. So what are we going to replace gas with? And so getting behind the Boulder effort and other renewable energy efforts has been a big focus for them. And so they're kind of the on-the-ground activist part of Frack Free Colorado. And then I've been focused on the film, and now I'm working with Russell and Sam Schaubacher, who's the director of Food and Water Watch for the Rocky Mountains West, little organizations like Citizens for a Healthy Community in Paonia, a number of organizations across Colorado, as well as Patagonia and Osprey, to schedule screenings across the state throughout the summer and fall leading up to election time, where Hickenlooper, we're expecting, will run again for office. We also, I'm part of a coalition of folks working with Jared Polis potentially as well, to put a local control ballot initiative on the ballot for November, which will give local communities the legal right to ban fracking for the first time in Colorado. Many people don't know that all of the five cities now, starting with Longmont in 2012, and then the other four who joined Longmont in 2013, are getting sued by the governor and by the Colorado Oil and Gas Association. And so
once they passed the ban, then Hickenlooper is
The industry basically filed a lawsuit against each city, and Hickenlooper joined it.
And that's Lafayette?
Yeah, Lafayette, Boulder, Broomfield, and Fort Collins were the four additional ones. Longmont was first with a ban in 2012. And so all five cities
are getting sued. And Hickenlooper already started on Longmont a long time ago.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the initiative would...
So basically for it would enable cities to have the legal infrastructure to decide to ban or put a moratorium on fracking. So yeah, so it's kind of interesting because the activism and the film are now coming together. And so there are 18 organizations that are part of the Frack Free Colorado and Protect Our Colorado networks. And all 18 organizations are helping to organize screenings and bringing their communities together to learn from our film, hopefully, and using that as an organizing tool to get the vote out, get more volunteers engaged, and you know, just continue to educate people on these issues.
And I did you say something about the idea of the mineral rights being separate, and that there's something in the works to have that change, so that if you own a piece of land and you would then have the right to say no?
Exactly. So Colorado is a split estate, which is a big problem here in the West, where 86% of Coloradans don't own the mineral rights under their land. And what that means is that the oil and gas companies may own the rights or can buy the rights to the minerals and oil and gas under your land, and they can basically come in and drill wherever and whenever they want. And so with this local control bill, it would basically, within the areas where a fracking ban or moratoria is put in place, it would wipe out that split estate rule. So, it's a first step. We would love to go for a ban now, statewide. But because we have such a long history of drilling here in Colorado, it just isn't realistic yet. So we really see this as a first step towards an ultimate ban. And in the meantime, we've got to build the renewable energy infrastructure and figure out distributed renewable energy, because that's really the big answer.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. Is there any last thing that you'd like to say about, where the film is going next?
So we have screenings in Boulder and Denver on July 11th and 12th, respectively, at the Boulder Theater, and then the Oriental Theater in Denver on the 12th. So any listeners that want to come up to those are welcome to, and then we'll be getting all of the other screenings scheduled starting probably early August, excuse me, through election time. So through early November, we'll be doing a whole flurry of screenings across the state, including down in Cortez and Durango area, and we can't wait to get down there. Osprey is one of our sponsors of the film, and so they'll be helping us organize that. And stay tuned. So our website is deargovernorhickenlooper.com. There is a ton of information on the website, so you can learn a lot there. And then we also have a screening schedule that we'll be continuously posting as these screenings get scheduled. So check back at deargovernorhickenlooper.com and find out when the screenings are.
Great.
And there's also all kinds of actions to take there, petitions to sign. Once we know what the ballot initiatives are, you'll be able to see the language. And so keep checking back.
You've been listening to an interview with Allison Wolf from Frack Free Colorado and the film Dear Governor Hickenlooper that was recorded at Mountain Film this year. A small group in Montezuma County is currently working on bringing the film to Colorado, to this area, and once that information is out there, Pandora's Box will be airing information about it for you. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in 2 weeks for another Pandora's Box.